Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
The normal kind of stupid, the advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
We have a situation where Turkey is taking land from Syria. Syria's not happy about it. Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there. And you should get your accounts correct. And you shouldn't be showing up buildings blowing up in Kentucky and say it's Syria, because that really is fake news.
I love it. Isn't that great? Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Welcome to you on a Thursday. We're so happy to have you. And you can go to katedalyradio.com for all of the recorded shows. They're on podcast, which means you can just listen to them straight from the website. You can also find them on SoundCloud, iTunes, all over the place. And I welcome back Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. I'm so glad you're back and glad you're feeling better.
Me too. By the way.
Yeah, you sound much better.
You know, it's... Yeah, it's just amazing. But a sinus infection has, since I was diagnosed in 20 years ago, a sinus infection is the one infection that can really get out of control fast on me.
Interesting.
I mean, it's like sometimes a matter of a day. If I don't start antibiotics, in big trouble.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I welcome you, and make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. It can keep you healthy and give you lots of fruits and vegetables, and also the drink that goes with it. It's pretty amazing. There's so many health stories about it that, I mean, I could go on for hours about people's success stories by taking it, but it is a pretty amazing product, and you're going to want this product. We need it in our systems, actually. We just don't have enough nutrients, and so you got to take something. I would take Balance of Nature. I did my homework on it, and I really love the product itself, and I like how it makes me feel. So make sure that you're getting Balance of Nature. At least you know you're getting all those nutrients, 11 servings of fruits and vegetables, and a wonderful fiber drink that goes with it that helps you maintain all the balance in your system. It can get really out of whack. So so go there and put in the code KATE and you can get a discount. K-A-T-E. I love Trump's comments. In fact, let me play even a longer, a little bit longer of a clip. This is actually, it's the 20 more seconds, I think, 20 more seconds on here. Here we go. Oh, maybe a little longer, maybe a minute. Here we go. This is him at the press conference at the White House. Here we go. This was so good.
What you, your comments on. You know, I want to pick up on what you, your comments on Turkey and Syria.
Sure.
Even after all you have seen, ISIS prisoners freed, all the humanitarian disaster, you don't have any regret for giving Erdogan the green light to invade?
I didn't give him a green light.
Well, did you tell him?
That's
did
the same
defy?
Thing as you what just, you know, when you make a statement like that, it's so deceptive. Just the opposite of a green light. First of all, we had virtually no soldiers there. They were mostly gone. Just a tiny little group. And they would have been in harm's way. You have a massive army on the other side of the border. But more importantly, I didn't give him a green light. And if anybody saw the letter, which can be released very easily if you'd like, I could certainly release it. But I wrote a letter right after that conversation, a very powerful letter. There was never given a green light. They've been wanting to do that for years, and frankly, they've been fighting for many, many years. And when you ask a question like that, it's very deceptive, John. It's almost as deceptive as you showing all of the bombings taking place in Syria. And it turned out that the bombing that you showed on television took place in Kentucky. So, you know, and I'm not even sure that ABC apologized for that, but certainly it was a terrible thing. I'm looking at this, I say, wow, that's pretty bad. And it was in Kentucky, it wasn't in Syria, so I don't know what you're going to do about that, but I think ABC owes an apology.
Yeah, total crickets from that guy.
Yeah.
Total crickets. Oh, by the way, I failed to mention, Chris Ann Hall will join us in just a little bit, by the way. She's just running a little bit behind in this hour, but I wanted to bring this up because thank you, Trump, for actually going after that journalist, because yes, they should be highly embarrassed. And you know, there hasn't really been an apology for that. It was like, oops, sorry.
Like, oops, like it was an accident.
We got caught.
Yeah.
Sorry we got caught. And yeah, it's ridiculous.
I can't imagine how frustrating it is for the president to be asked constantly questions that start out saying, being guilty the way you are.
being guilty. I love that. Yeah. You're exactly right.
I mean,
right.
Every question starts. But yeah. We know you're guilty, Mr. President. But yeah. What would you like to say to try to deny it?
Man, oh, man. I'm with you on that one. We'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi there. I just wanted to call you. I just listened to your podcast from Tuesday about mm-hmm. Michael New. Mm-hmm. I never knew about that story.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That is fat. It's a shame Milty wasn't there to put commentary on it. But that was an amazing story, and I think more people need to know that story.
Yes.
I'm just kind of giving you kudos because
you.
I learn from your show all the time. Aww. Nobody has a show like yours.
Aww,
I mean,
so nice.
I really wish somebody else would add to it, but they're not going to do it. You know?
Yeah, we're on an uphill battle for sure.
An amazing, amazing story about him and his patriotism. And you're saying that they kind of like said, okay, you're kind of relieved. We're not going to hold any, a dishonorable discharge or like that. Is that what the
outcome
ended up being?
They bumped him up to, I guess you're okay now. But this was 20 years after the fact. So what does it even matter now? Except that he wanted that back. But he had to fight 20 years. Are we willing to fight 20 years? Are we willing to go that
that's
far
insane.
To be a true American? Because that's really what he is a true American. Boy.
Yeah, is he still alive?
Yeah. To my knowledge, he is, when I looked him up.
You should try to get him on your show.
I will definitely try. His story is one for the books. And you know what? When we talk about the UN trying to make our soldiers wear their uniform and fight the way under their direction, where they can co-op our military, and Clinton signed that into being in 93, we have huge problems in this arena that are coming to bite us all the way since 93. That's why that's so fresh right now, even in our alliances with the UN. People don't realize how deep it actually is, and I'm really glad you brought attention to it again.
Well, you also remember, if you remember about 3 years ago, there were sightings of UN armament on trains down in Texas in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And people were, going on radio shows and sitting there saying, I just saw a train mm-hmm. that was like, 100 cars long with all these UN, armament tanks and everything else.
Yep.
People should be aware and keep their eyes open because it's kind of like a silent army in your own backyard.
Thank you. Love your phone call. Made my day. Thank you so much.
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Thank you.
And when you add a couple million illegal immigrants to the UN forces, it gets to be a pretty heavy army.
Yeah. And in that case, the Michael New case, that was in 95, and he fought against it, did a 20-year court battle. They tried to court-martial him. They did court-martial him. And he would not wear the UN uniform. He said, no, I did not. I signed up to work for our military, not for the UN. And they wanted him to wear the blue uniform to go over to the Balkans and fight under the direction of Saddam Hussein's right-hand guy. And he said no. And Clinton had signed away, had given that power to the UN to be able to direct our troops and be in charge of our troops and tell our troops what to do. And he said, no, I'm fighting for the sovereignty of America.
Yeah.
And UN's not my boss. And this caused a 20-year court battle. The Supreme Court actually denied hearing the case. I'm sorry, I don't know of a better case to hear than about the sovereignty of our nation.
That's
but
right.
they declined. What does that tell you? On Syria, I just want to reiterate again. I played a little bit of Syria Girl saying your media is lying to you. We want your troops out of here, United States. They want to be able to fight against, like Trump said, let them work it out.
Yep.
And we have two extreme sides of the aisle fighting to keep us there. And they're saying, go, you're not welcome here.
That's
go
right.
leave. And Trump is exactly right on that. He's exactly right on getting out of Syria. So.
Well, and not only that, but apparently they all think he's right because there's an agreement now to try to work it out.
Peace,
Erdogan has withdrawn his offensive troops.
Yeah.
I mean, the vice president went over there and the vice president said, the president gave me quite a hammer to go in there with.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see that. This is the first time in decades that we've seen somebody say, no, we're not going to go the route of the the military industrial complex in their favor in this one thing. So I like that.
And to hear those people talk, you would think that in the last 5 days, every Kurd has been killed.
Yes, and there's lots of factions of Kurds, by the way, and the actual fighting, they should be working it out between their own countries. We should have never been in that mix, and tried to explain that a little bit this week and last, because I do think it's still even hard then to even understand, because it is so convoluted. There, it really is tough to kind of wrap your brain around it, because there's so much history and context involved that you have to understand kind of the groups and all the factions and how they don't want to work together, but there's the taking of land that's at stake in the Middle East, and who puts themselves on a piece of land and then calls it their own. And that's the problem that they're having. And so let them work it out. We've already done enough to make that convoluted situation convoluted. So we need to get out of there. Yeah.
And George Bush, the one that's still alive, came out and said yesterday.
H.W.
He said yesterday that that President Trump is making a huge mistake. Making us isolationists.
Oh my gosh, isolationists. I want to call us interferencers. Yeah.
They'd have
stop interfering. God.
Isolationists.
What?
He's just bringing home some troops, you know.
What? Just everybody that's saying, like the McCains and the Bushes and all the people on the left and the right that are saying stay there, they're outing themselves as part of the military-industrial complex. They're either profiting in a way from it, they're either benefiting in a way from that, or they're there to support it. They're outing themselves right now. This is a great time to put a check mark near their name and say, wow, this is what they're about. This is who they really are under the hood. What a great opportunity to stop calling somebody a conservative and then actually see, or a liberal, and actually see who they are underneath. That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Keep talking, Meghan McCain. Keep blowing your horn, because you know what? I actually think that's fantastic, actually. I do. I love it. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, there's a scam going on here in the media, and the White House, and so forth. While the small number of troops and they're in Syria, first of all, they haven't been pulled out. They've been moved. But at the same time, a huge escalation is going on in Saudi Arabia. Squadrons of American jets have been just given to them. The huge number of troops, other military weapons, and there's no discussion of the huge escalation of Americans' involvement in Saudi Arabia while this small 50 troops pull out or move is going on. We need to be looking at the whole picture, what's going on over there. There's escalation in Syria, not Syria, excuse me, Somalia. There's been escalation of troops in Afghanistan in the last two years. We need to look at everything, not just one little incident that the media wants us to look at.
Okay. I agree with that, but although we have to go to break in 10 seconds, but I agree with what you're saying. Big picture is something we always want to be looking at, but I also want to applaud when something goes right, because you know what? They wanted a coup really bad in Syria, and they didn't get one, those deep staters. And so actually, I applaud us on this, and we should be able to stand and applaud when we see something go right. I don't want to deny that. So I can't imagine what it'd be like to be surrounded by military-industrial complex people. I don't know what that would be like. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I am up every day feeding 60 horses, throwing hay, doing all the things I need to do, and I actually have been back in the saddle and it's been years, I'm telling you, years since I've been able to do anything with my horses. And I think it's this stuff. I'm telling you, I think it's this stuff. My husband says he has his wife back. You know, it's amazing. So you can tell everybody my story.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
I am totally doing the white man over bite right now. How can you not do this? Oh, yeah. You get all, you know, this music just kind of gets you in like a jazzy mood. And I'm not the biggest fan of jazz music, but it gets me in the jazzy mood to listen to jazz. Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Hello, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Chris Ann Hall will be joining us shortly. So I want to talk just a little bit about, you know, I will always applaud when a president can stand up against what the deep state goal is and say no to that particular thing. I am a big believer in big picture. Trust me, it's all we talk about on this show, it seems like, a lot of the time. But I still always want to applaud when something goes in the favor against what the deep state's working towards. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the narrative we've been hearing for the last 5 days
right.
is that it's such a small number of troops, you know. It's such a small number of troops. And so it is a small number of troops.
Right.
But the problem is they also budgeted for next year $15 billion
yeah.
to support that small number of troops. So what else are they spending money? Because it doesn't cost $15 billion to support 50 troops.
It doesn't?
No. So they must be doing something else, too, that they're not going to be doing.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. In fact, let me play. I just want to play. I just want to give you this little tiny one-minuter. Let me give you a minute and a half of Syrian girl talking about the Kurds in Turkey. Here you go. This was the part I did not play the other day. Here you go.
U.S. soldiers are not protecting the Kurds. They're just getting caught in the crossfire. They cannot even fire back at Turkey. It's their NATO ally, after all,
and
they have their military bases there. But the Syrian army has no qualms about firing on Turkey. In fact, they already have been. You see, Turkey has already invaded and occupied northwest of Syria. The US and the EU supported that Turkish invasion, even though it was in regions populated by Kurds. It's funny that your media wants you to care about a Turkish invasion when it's on the east side of the Euphrates River, but not on the west side. Care? Not care. Compare the Kurdish populated areas of Syria to the location of the US occupation. Get the picture? It's not about the Kurds. There's oil on the east side of the Euphrates River. The US has been occupying Syria's oil fields for years. But the US doesn't need the oil. Syria doesn't even have that much. The US just doesn't want Syrians to have it. They want Syrian traffic to come to a halt, for its people to freeze in winter, and for Syria to never be able to rebuild. It's time to stop being emotionally manipulated by neocons and neoliberals into supporting humanitarian wars. If you really care about the Kurds, you'd be glad the US army is leaving so that the Syrian army, Russia and Iran can come and save the day. It's not your job to save the Kurds. It's the job of the Syrian army to protect all of Syria and all its minorities. It's the job of the Syrian army to defend the sovereignty of Syria against foreign invaders.
Well,
amen.
I know. I can't disagree with a word she said. That was Syrian girl. I've actually had her on my show, but I wanted to play that clip so that people can understand that Syrians are happy about this, and it's your military-industrial loving, you know, peoples out there.
I have given some thought to this, though.
That want it.
And let's say I've always felt, though, that if the Russians were to invade the United States, I'd love to have China come over here, too, to help us fight them.
They wouldn't stake a claim on anything. I totally trust China.
Yeah.
It's a great point. No, it really is. It's a fantastic point to kind of drive in that, like she said at the end, Syria wants to protect Syria. Let Syria do its thing in Syria. We have no right. Nobody really does to be there, and let them fight their battles. Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. That's why I wanted to play that for everybody, because I know it can be convoluted and hard to understand what's going on over there, and it's hard to know who to believe. You know, do I believe Meghan McCain?
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens. That woman. Anyway. Ooh.
I also don't believe that there's anything in our treaties with our allies that says we have to support their aggression. We only have to support their defense.
Exactly. Great point. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant point. Oh, that was good. Thank you for that. You're right. we take our friendships a little far,
yeah.
don't
mm-hmm.
we? Yeah, I absolutely agree with that completely. And I really, you know, it says that, you know, the approval rating for Trump is down. And I was kind of laughing about that because it isn't actually. But you're going to keep hearing that over mm-hmm. and over again over Syria and over whatever they can come up with, whatever, you know, issue they can put a stake in and say that you feel this way, America. No, actually, they don't. And the consensus I'm getting, no, not at all. In fact, you know, the ones behind Gallup poll, I've actually looked into Gallup poll. Gallup poll is actually run by so many internationalists mm-hmm. and have a totally different goal set in mind. And so their polls are very interesting, and they've already actually been run through the court processes for reporting stuff that wasn't true
oh,
and
absolutely.
For angling it and everything else. I mean, it's
Look,
ridiculous.
All the polls are like that.
Yeah.
I saw a poll a couple of days ago that actually said that if the election were held today, Bill Nye the Science Guy would win.
Wow.
Cool.
Speaking of elections, can I play this clip for you? This is Beto. You're going to love this.
Ooh, yeah.
This is Beto.
Congressman, can you please just clarify how you will get the ARs and the AKs back?
I expect our fellow Americans to follow the law. If you own an AR-15, if you own an AK-47, and it is
so
now
easy.
No longer legal to own that, then I expect you to turn it in.
Will the bad guys do it, though?
Look, if someone is defying the law, then there will be consequences, just as there is for any law that's on the books right now. So I think we should have some faith in our fellow Americans, gun owners and non-gun owners alike, including the owners of AK-47s and AR-15s to do the right thing.
I love how he wouldn't call them criminals.
Yeah, no, our fellow citizens.
You know, I think a light bulb should be, I think for everybody, this light bulb ought to come on. And that is this. I trust my fellow Americans enough to hold them accountable and responsible for all of the things we should be doing that government seems to intrude on. The left, they actually have a lot of faith in criminals. I don't. They have a lot of faith in criminals, but they don't have faith in hardworking Americans that are law-abiding. It's
yeah.
very interesting. I have faith in the law-abiding Americans. It really is a split in this country of what you have faith in and why.
Yeah, sometimes it makes you really wonder, because I have often felt that mm-hmm. I can envision
right.
a mass shooter sitting saying,
yeah.
am I going to break any gun laws if I go
yeah.
kill all these people?
Yeah. But you know what? The left, they don't believe in the hardworking citizen. They believe in the criminal. They think the criminal is going to do whatever they want them to do by taking away guns
right.
and so forth. That's why Beto was saying that. And then I don't. I believe actually in the law-abiding citizens. We have the great Chris Ann Hall on. I'm so glad you're joining us. How are you, Chris Ann Hall?
I am fantastic. How are you all?
Excellent. I want to hear about your week last week.
Oh, man, I'm
yeah.
going to tell you what.
Okay.
It's like crazy lifestyle around here these days.
Oh, I bet. I can only imagine. So I've just got to hear what you were doing in D.C.
Well, it's okay. So let me just put off the beginning here.
Okay.
You know I'm not a Trump sycophant, right?
Right.
Right.
And I am, you know, one of the first to jump in and say when he's doing something wrong. But I'll also say when he's doing something right.
And I think
like
that's
this,
great.
For example, yeah, this trade agreement that he's made with Mexico and Canada. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my goodness.
It's awful.
Kate.
It's a nightmare. It's a constitutional
okay.
nightmare. I'm with you.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. That's exactly what I called it. It's a constitutional
yep.
nightmare, an abomination. It is NAFTA on crack.
Yeah.
I can't believe how we're being sold out to foreign law.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, Kate, that this piece of the never mind, this treaty
mm-hmm.
which is not a treaty yet because it's not been ratified by the Senate
mm-hmm.
but this agreement allows five people
right
to make laws to be enforced on American people.
Yeah, yeah, we get
five
to go to
people,
a committee.
Yeah, yeah, a committee of five mm-hmm. people, two of which are citizens of the United States, three are foreigners.
Well, that comforts me.
Three
me.
Out of five yeah. in a five-person committee are foreigners
yeah.
who, by this treaty, have the alleged authority to create laws
mm-hmm.
and regulations governing the American people, their property, and their businesses.
Yep.
But the American people have the right to say, no, thank you. We're not going to pay attention to those laws, right?
Right.
Oh, absolutely. They're supposed to. We don't have. Mm-hmm. We don't even have the opportunity. We have the duty to. Our governors mm-hmm. have to tell the federal government, go fly a kite. You're not right. enforcing that here, and yep. we're not going to help you enforce it either. So that's what we have to do. But anyway, Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a faith leaders conference. It was a very small committee meeting where we the Trump administration had pulled together faith leaders that were specifically from the I-4 corridor in Florida. Apparently, his administration is holding a bunch of these meetings within critical districts, because I-4 corridor in Florida is where the change in voting takes place. If you're not familiar with Florida, I-4 corridor is the interstate that runs from the west coast Tampa mm-hmm. through Orlando all the way to the east coast of Florida. So it bisects Florida from the north to the south.
Okay.
Hmm.
North of the I-4 corridor is red.
Mm-hmm.
South of the I-4 corridor is blue.
Okay.
It's just totally settled. So it's that middle swath of Florida that dictates the swing on where Florida is going to go.
Okay.
And so I suspect that's why he chose faith leaders from the I-4 corridor area, because we're the swing area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to come to represent constitutional issues.
Okay.
And I was really excited. JC and I both were invited to go. We went. And let me tell you, what I learned was extremely encouraging.
Ooh, that's
now,
good.
I know that Donald Trump has really bad stance on guns. But remember, he's a New York moderate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
New York moderates are not constitutionalists.
That's
right?
True. Yeah, that's true.
And by the national definition of the word conservative, they're not usually conservative either.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So his stance on gun control is very typical of the New York moderate conservative area.
Okay.
So what I learned is that Donald Trump, his administration is very, very focused on restoring the principles of religious liberty in this administration.
Amen.
He has, Kate, listen to this. He has a faith leader
mm-hmm.
in every single executive department.
Wow.
Whoa. I did not know that.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Oh, it's yes. impressive.
And these faith leaders in every single executive department are tasked with ensuring that the execution of the laws of the federal government within their department are faith neutral.
Ooh, I'm going to stop you right there. I cannot wait to hear the rest of this. Some hopeful news. I'm actually super excited yeah. about this. We'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional expert and attorney. We'll be right back. Don't miss this next segment coming up.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Tell the truth to yourself,
and the rest will fall in place. Boy, simple message. Tell the truth to yourself, the rest will fall in place. I love that from the Yvette Brothers. So welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, and we're sure glad you're listening in. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com to get all the podcasts, the recorded versions of this show, so you can listen and share those with friends and family. I'm also on iTunes as well. We're all over the place. And on Facebook, it's The Kate Daly Show, and on Twitter, it's The Kate Daly Show as well. You can also email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. We have the great Uncle Milty's back, and I'm so glad about that. He wasn't feeling good this week. I'm so glad he's back with me. And also, we have Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional expert and attorney, who just visited the White House. The Chris Ann Hall show is amazing. If you're not listening to it, shame on you. You need to listen to that show, because that is truly where we become true Americans in understanding our Constitution. And she can do it like nobody else's business. So please, please, I'm so glad that you were at the White House. I cannot wait to hear about this experience. Give me the one 1-minute recap, Chris Ann. So if somebody's just joining us right now, what you just said going into last break about the faith leaders in each department, please. That'd be great.
Yes. Okay. So Donald Trump has faith leaders in every executive department, and their job is to make sure that the rules and regulations are in place so that the execution of the laws are faith neutral.
Wow,
and
nice.
I think that's really, really encouraging. And so we got to learn. Now, let me tell you,
okay,
all of this is under the understanding that I had to go up there knowing, right, that the federal government doesn't understand the limits of the federal government.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yes.
So
yes,
there are certain things that I knew that I wasn't going to be able to fix walking in the door. But when you're standing in the midst of a category, of the catastrophe of a Category 5 hurricane, do you either say, okay, it's all lost and walk away from the land, or do you look around and say, okay, we can fix this, let's start with this piece?
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is why my expectations in D.C., if somebody gets in, I applaud what goes happy, what goes good
That's right.
And our liberty, because you might not be able to solve everything because it's such a swamp.
That's been my argument forever.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
See, here's the problem with that. You know, you have people that go up there and they're like, well, we can't fix this right now and I can't do anything about it. Well, here's the thing. You pick your thing that you can fix and then don't make everything else worse.
Amen. Thank you. That's brilliant. Yes, thank you for that.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you find your place, your niche, what your call is to dig in and get it fixed.
Right.
But don't vote for the stuff that's bad just because you're there.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. I totally agree with that. And yes, absolutely. And that's why when you started this out, you were talking about the treaty, that treaty that ruins our sovereignty. Not good. It was horrifying. It is a constitutional nightmare. And you're exactly right. Yet what he did, what he's doing in Syria, I applaud. And so a thinker says to themselves, I like this. This isn't okay. This is good. That's not good. Why in the world do we have to have labels like extremist, a never-Trumper, or you're a Trump, you idolize him. There, what happened to us? We're in those extremes.
You know, because we've been taken over by the ignorance of tribalism. Well, first it was ignorance, and then we resort to tribalism because we are not taught how to think anymore. And you know, 140 characters is our maximum attention span.
Thinking capability.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
But,
so what happened?
I learned that Donald Trump is doing a lot of great things to restore the religious liberty aspect of the execution of laws within our government. And that was very, very encouraging. Now, I had to, you know, I mean, they have their government grant programs and stuff like that. So I sort of had to shake my head about that.
Right.
But here's the really, really encouraging thing. I've been invited back.
What?
Wow.
No way. Oh, that's awesome. Yes. You're going to have such impact. So tell me about that.
JC and I are going back. We were invited to go back to another faith leaders conference on November 6th.
Wow.
And
so proud of you. That's awesome.
The head of the faith, I don't know what her job title is, but she is the coordinator for all of the faith leaders in the administration, called me because I did a follow-up email with her and some of the speakers, and I sent a couple articles that I'd written and asked some questions because we didn't have a lot of time to interact with the speakers and ask some questions and for some guidance and some feedback. And she called me and she said, I'm really, really intrigued by your articles and here's what I want to do. I'm really excited to know that, you know, you've accepted our invitation to come back in November and I want to set up a specific meeting with you and our faith leader with Health and Human Services and our faith leader in the Department of Labor.
Oh, yay. Oh, I'm glad to hear this. I am so glad to hear this because you're just going to have more and more impact.
We're going to be working on a specific project that I don't want to talk about yet.
Okay. Okay.
When I get back after, when I come back after November 6th, that would be a Wednesday, November 7th, when I'm on the air at the Kay Daly Show on November 7th, I will tell you what we are about.
Talking,
you know, I hate being all secretive, but you realize that there are saboteurs out
yes,
there.
I was going to say nefarious, nefarious people at work. And so I totally understand. This isn't about keeping something secret from, you know, the pop. This is about protecting it from getting, you know, annihilated. So
Shift does.
This is really, really huge.
Yes.
Really, really huge life changing issue.
Oh my gosh, you must be so excited.
And I think that we can have a really valuable impact.
Wow. I'm just so thrilled.
So if you know anybody that wants to help us, you know.
Yes.
I mean, because all of this is coming out of our pockets.
Oh my gosh.
So if anybody know anybody who wants to help us get to Washington, D.C.
It would be the best money
airfare,
spent.
Hotel, that sort of thing. Just send them to chrisanhole.com and they can give us a donation and help us get there. If anybody has
what
free
a worthwhile
at
thing.
The Trump Hotel.
Yes, yes, it is beautiful. That is, I've stayed there. It's a beautiful hotel. And let me tell you, this is a worthwhile cause. When we help each other, and I know how much impact you can have, and you are one strong gal. Let me just tell the audience, and I know you all know that. I'm preaching to the choir, but oh my gosh, if there was anybody that needed to be in D.C., it would be you to help fix some of these things. Please support Chris Ann and go donate to get her there. Please,
how long is your stay this time?
We're just there for we will get there early Tuesday morning. The conference is Wednesday morning, afternoon. I can't remember.
Okay.
And then we fly back on Thursday morning. But we will. I will be meeting with the Health and Human Services Faith Director and the Department of Labor Faith Director. Sometime on Tuesday or Wednesday to talk about these issues.
That is just
that's great. By this time next year,
I've already been in communication with the Department of Labor guy, and he's really excited about, you know, sitting down and talking about this. And I'm excited because it's crazy, Kate.
I know.
Chris Ann Hall from Florida has these people in Washington, D.C. that are emailing her.
That's
and they're like,
awesome.
Chris Ann, we're so excited. We get to talk to you. And I'm
gosh. Oh, girl, you deserve this. Come on. You've been traveling around the nation for, a decade and a half? I mean, come on. This is amazing. And you needed to be there years ago. And so I'm glad they're finally discovering you. And you are the Category 5, girl. I'm actually really excited.
That's funny.
I do. I think, man, they don't know what's about to hit them. I think it's awesome.
We just have to trust the Lord's timing on this.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
Well, and I'm so excited that the impact is coming through faith leadership.
I think so, too. Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's just reinforcing my faith as well, to know that, hey, look, God is still in charge, and he still loves us, and he still is giving us opportunity and spaces to do the right thing.
Amen.
Boy, that's so
say a prayer for us.
Oh, absolutely.
And
help you out.
Go to chrisannhall.com.
What a worthwhile.
And I'm not kidding. I want to stay in the Trump Hotel.
No, it is. It is truly amazing, and you really need to. And, in fact, I rarely talk about that trip there, but it was worthwhile. And I'll tell you something. You can have impact in so many ways, and they need you in D.C., and they really do, and they really need to hear this wisdom, and I applaud what you're doing. I think it's amazing that you're willing to go and willing to do it. And, you are the Category 5. They don't know what hit them, and they're about to. And I think that's I suspect that you'll be called back again and again. So I'm happy about that. That nothing makes me happier. That's great. Awesome.
Well,
I love this.
Lord willing, and I'm just grateful for the opportunities.
Right.
I'm grateful for the love and confidence that I get from you guys and everybody out there that supports us and knows what we're doing. And, for 10 years, this will be year number 11.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kate, if you had told me 11 years ago that this is what I would be doing,
your life's
I would have
work.
Told you you're nuts.
Amen to that. I know what you mean. You know what? It's so true, though. And I think, you know, you've obviously found your calling. And I think that this is you. I can tell how energized you get and excited when you're talking about liberty, and you can just hear it and you can feel it from you. And I think that that's so authentic and sincere. No wonder they're having that reaction to you. And I think that's a very, very powerful thing. We have to stop doing this, seeing everything in a negative light or seeing everything in a positive light. And and really understanding how to think about each individual issue and what needs to happen and what we can do to help, and that nobody is the broad brush stroke. We've got to keep thinking about stuff. Painting people in extremes, this is not helpful. And so, right. You know, I actually love that you'll go there, because I know when you're there, you're going to recognize all those problems. Of course you are. That's who you are innately. But you're also there to address and see what you can do to help. That's right. The amazing part of what you're doing. So, you know.
Well, there's a Jonathan Witherspoon's one of the founders of America. He's actually one of the first presidents of Princeton University. And he said, never was there an instance where religious liberty was lost and civil liberty maintained. And so that's why I said that I'm really excited about doing, you know, being involved with this from a faith perspective, because the restoration of freedom of conscience, and this is not just religion, this is freedom of conscience, is every aspect of due process, it's every aspect of speech, it's every aspect of rights, and restoration of the freedom of conscience from government control and manipulation and political correctness and influence of majority senses is what America needs to feel that spark of liberty again.
Yeah. And you know, that's what's so contagious. When people say, well, all you guys do is talk about it. No, actually, when you're educating about it, it's like that video. I told this to Uncle Milty too. It's like that video where the one guy starts dancing on that field and everybody's sitting there watching him. One more person joins, and then all of a sudden you've got all these people joining in with this crazy guy dancing. It reminds me of that video that went viral, because we don't realize that once you can catch some momentum, once you catch a wave and you ride that thing in, it's amazing what can happen. But we have to get that momentum. We have to.
And, you know, people are like, oh, Chrisanne, you're not going to make any difference. Nothing's going to change. Everything's just so crooked up there. I was like, you know what? So what?
So
maybe
what?
Maybe nothing will change. But I'm not going to go to my grave saying I didn't even try.
Amen.
Because I don't want to be remembered by the future generations as somebody who just sit back and made excuses. I'm going to be in their face, and they're going to do what they do in spite of me. They're going to have to step over me, knock me down, and walk through me in order to do what they do.
Man, if I had a mic, I'd drop it right now, but I'm on the radio and I can't do it. You know what? Frustration. Mic drop completely, because you know what? I also feel that one day we're all accountable to our maker to tell them what we did for our own liberty. And you know what? When you can say, I tried, I did what I could. If we were all able to say that, I would feel much better about things. Well, go ahead, Uncle Milty.
The Bible.
Kate, I don't think I'm just going to try it.
Right.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it. I believe we're going to do it, because I believe, I mean, look at where we came from and where we are, and the miraculous ways God has set up these relationships and these opportunities. This stuff doesn't just happen, you know, out of nowhere. And I can't believe that my God would not set up something like this for it to fall on fallow soil.
Thank you, Uncle Milton.
You know, the Bible
for sure
tells us that it is our conscience that reveals God to us.
Yeah. You know, I sure appreciate you, Chrisanne. And I love your sentiments, because I think all of us need to have that moment where you go, what have you done for your own liberty and for the liberty of those around you and your family and your loved ones? What have you done? And if it only is going into a voting poll for 15 minutes, you know, once a year, something's wrong with that. We have got to be a society that is more invested in our own liberty and stop just enjoying the fruits of that liberty. So,
well, you remember that song that I introduced you to while we were, when I came into the studio, about Nora Jones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love that song.
And that's exactly how I feel right now.
Oh, I love it. I love it. What great news. Thank you, Chrisanne Hall. Go to chrisannehall.com. Help her to get to D.C. And please rally around her. We really need her in there. Thank you, Chrisanne. Chrisanne Hall Show. You're amazing. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.